Okay, this is Monday, August 17th, and the topic this month is review.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, I want to tell you, first of all, I missed all you people. I really think about you wherever I am, here or in Pennsylvania or wherever I go. I think, what are they doing? And I always want to tell you that I send good affirmations your way all the time because I always see you people doing well and doing what you're supposed to be doing. So I do, when I go away, I miss this. And of course, I miss the classes and all. So back to the thing here. It's so nice always to be in a room filled with gods and goddesses. And I hope that's finally sinking in, that you truly are a god or goddess. You are creating everything in your life. When I was in the airport, I knew I was creating that. And I had to pull myself back and sit myself down and say, Dallas, this is not what you want to experience. Whether the plane is on time, not on time, that's a circumstance in your life. And circumstances have nothing to do with the way you're feeling. What it has to do with the way you're feeling is what you are thinking in your mind. So you have to correct all that stuff. And which I am learning to do more and more and more. So, anyway, with that said, I thought for the next 2 weeks we would do sort of a review. And one of the things I would like to remind you all is that you are victorious. You are victorious over everything. And when you want to know what God wants for you, God wants you to be victorious over everything in your life. There is no circumstance, there is no condition that can keep that away from you when you know that you're victorious. This teaching you must use morning, noon, and night, and you must use it for everything. Oh no, I can't do that. You have to do it in your own mind constantly. This reminds me of a story that I heard about being on board an ocean liner, and it was starting to sink. And the captain said, well, we'll do this, we'll do that, we'll put out the stabilizers, we'll call this, we'll do all this, that, and the other thing. Well, nothing was working. So finally he said, I think we better pray. And some woman in the group said, oh my God, it had come down to that. You must always pray first. And when I use the word prayer for the people who aren't used to this, it just means a treatment. It means being positive. It means seeing the outcome that you want to see. But you always start with God. And then you're always victorious. This has to do with everything in your life. Your relationships, everything. You can be victorious. But you have to realize that God is always there. Now, when I use the word God, excuse me, I want you to see an energy, a life force, an intelligence, wisdom, and be able to draw upon those qualities so that you can make your life what you want. You can overcome anything. If you're having difficulty in your life, then you must sit down and say, I am causing this difficulty. I am causing this difficulty because God is nothing but harmonious. God wants everything to work together. And we so often forget that. In this teaching, most people only use this teaching when something really tragic happens to them or something really big happens to them. then they want to start their treatment work and all. I'm telling you, by then it's too late. Treat daily for harmony in your life, for love in your life, for prosperity in your life. Don't wait to the last moment and think that this thing we call God is now going to save you. You see, first of all, God doesn't save people because God has no idea that you're lost or need saving. Only you know that. So you must use your own mind to get you out of the situation you're in. And how do you do that? By reminding yourself that you're one with this thing, with this force in the universe, this force for good in the universe, and it's coursing through you right here and right now. And you use that as a premise to start everything with. You have to start everything with that. So many people, and this is, happens when I'm in the land of Nod, those people think negative all the time. And then they wonder why all this negative stuff happens to them. If you keep thinking negative thoughts, you're going to produce negativity in your life. So, learn to think positive thoughts. Learn to love yourself. Learn to see yourself the way this thing called God or life or energy sees you. Always in the best possible way. God wants us all to succeed. You see? And well, we can't blame our failures on God. You know, failures are just events in your life. And if you associate with those events in your life, you're going to get more of them. If you fail, I have failed that many times, I have stopped counting. You just have to pick yourself up and keep on going. And you have to know that you have the power to overcome. You have the power to be victorious over everything. And a problem comes into our life and we say, oh, how am I ever going to solve that? Well, you can't have a problem without a solution, people. You know, that is an equation always. Problem, and then you can solve it. You see? So remember that. Nothing is that big in your life that this thing called God, energy, wisdom, and intelligence cannot solve for you. It can solve anything. Because the old cliche that love conquers all is absolutely true. Some of those other things you hear are not true. But if you can see love everywhere, and if you can see beyond the appearance that's happening in front of you, can you see beyond that? That's just an appearance. And when you look at that appearance, you stop. You have to say, ah, that's an appearance, but I know there's something more going on here. And I can look beyond that to where that is, you see. We think, oh, well, that's all there is to it. No. There's so much more to this thing. It blows my mind. And we'll never figure it out. People think they have this whole thing figured out. I doubt it that anyone has anything figured out. We have figured out with our mind and so forth how powerful the mind is, that we know that what we think about, we can bring about. We know that. That's why we call this religious science, because it's... The rule of science is you have to be able to prove it. And you have to be able to prove it everywhere. So if something happens here, then that same thing has to happen in Russia. You see? There's no difference. It goes across everything. And that's how we use the word science, because you can prove it. And it's universal. It works everywhere. So in reviewing this teaching, you have to know that everything It's possible that all good things are coming to you and will continue to come to you. But you have to say that every day. My good is coming to me. And then good will start to come to you. And then when you get that good, what do you say? More, please. You see, you're allowed to be greedy. You see? You are allowed to be greedy. So learn to do that for yourself. But every day get up and say, ah, something wonderful is happening today. And something wonderful will happen to you. If you don't expect good, you're not going to get good. If you expect all the stuff that I hear, you know, when I'm in the land of Nod, well, you know how people are, you know this, you know that. No, I don't know any of that stuff. I know what they do and what they think people are, you know, not to be trusted, usually, you see. I love to trust everyone. I think it's much better to trust than to do the other thing. It just ruins your whole mental atmosphere, to say nothing about your physical body. You see? You have to stay positive. You have to stay in an attitude always of good. Everything is good and so forth. Everything is good. So, and all those other problems that people have, don't light on me. They just don't happen to me. And I don't care that they don't happen to me. I'm delighted that they don't happen to me. But we have to keep our thinking correct. We have to know that we are always victorious. And that there is no problem in your life that cannot be solved. It can be solved. And it's usually something very simple that you've overlooked. Usually what it is you get tangled up with your ego. And your ego says you're justified. You may do that because you're justified. Those people were mean to you. You can be justified and be mean to them. No, when my mind does that, I say, stop it. Right here and right now. I am not going down that road with everybody else. So many people, and we hear it constantly, well, you were justified doing that. You know. Where does that come from? You see, you may, on this plane of action, have that idea. But there's no justification in the mind of God. God doesn't say, okay, Dallas, you can be mean to that person because they were mean to you. Was saying, you can get back at them for doing this. I don't want to get back at anybody. I try to forgive almost instantly about everything.
Eye for an eye.
Well, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth is a Hammurabi law that was put into the Bible. It has nothing to do with Christianity, and I'll be damned if those Christians don't pull that out every time. And say, well, it's an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, and it's right in the Bible. Well, it is in the Bible, but they don't bother to figure out where that came from. That's from Hammurabi. So many things in the Bible, you know, came from Babylon, for goodness sakes. And people don't know that either, you know. I have nothing against the Bible. Nothing against the Bible, but it has to be read metaphysically. When you sit down to read the Bible, you must pick it up and say, this is my life. And you're reading about your life. You see? So then you can go through all those, the parables. You can go through Goliath. You see? What does Goliath mean in the metaphysically? Big problem in front of you. Big, massive problem. And here you are, just a little shepherd boy named David, with nothing to get rid of that big thing in front of him but a little slingshot. The problem dissolves. We all have Goliaths in our life, but we can be victorious over every Goliath. Everyone. Now, I'm not quite sure. I'd have to do some research on Jonah and the whale. But I'm sure that it's very metaphysical, you know. First of all, a whale may be able to swallow you, but you're not going to float around in its stomach and then get regurgitated somewhere. You know, the stomach acid alone would get to you. But that has a metaphysical meaning to it also. He was victorious, you see. Noah was victorious. Was it Noah and the whale?
Jonah.
I couldn't think of it, thank you. Jonah and the whale. But we hear these stories, and there's so many stuff in the Bible. But if you look at it metaphysically, and you say to yourself, this is the story of my life, this is the story of my mental life. It's written, the Bible, why it has been around for so many years, it's written on so many different levels. So it can appeal to almost everybody. But most people read it wrong. And they select the things that they want so they can be mean, usually. You see, they only ever pick things that to hurt people. You see, look at the idea of Sodom and Gomorrah and all that kind of stuff. You know, who knows what goes on. But if you read it metaphysically, and if you read it by this idea that you're always going to be victorious. You're always going to be victorious. And I think that's what this man Jesus was trying to prove, that you can overcome anything, that you can be victorious. And then, of course, that got carried away. When they started to make a religion out of it, then they had to put in all kinds of other little things. I don't know how long this religious thing will continue, but it certainly does do a lot of psychological damage to people. You see. But what we can do about that, I have not the faintest idea. You have to wake up. You have to wake up. And when you travel to the land of Nod the way I do, those people are sound asleep. They are absolutely sound asleep. They absolutely believe that God is somewhere in heaven sitting on a gold throne. Now, that's an impossibility, people. But they believe it. And everyone needs a belief of some sort or other. And if your belief works for you, keep it. But if it doesn't work for you, please get rid of it. Get rid of that belief. Just because you sneeze doesn't mean you can't go to Harrisburg again. You see? It's that type of thing. You have to overcome everything. You have to be victorious in your life. And you do that by realizing that you have the power to be victorious. What is going on around you and all the circumstances and all that kind of stuff mean absolutely nothing, people. You have to look past all that and be able to be victorious over all those things in your life. And each and every one of us can do that. We can learn that nothing is bigger than we are. Nothing is bigger. Oh, I'll talk one more thing about the land of Nod. Of course, I went the whole time to so many organ concerts when I was home. Do you know what an organ concert is? Oh, I've had my heart done. I've had this. No, not that. Oh, I've had my liver fixed. Oh, I've had this done. Oh, my retina just fell. Oh, my. It just went on and on and on. And I went to a funeral that my cousin, when my mother's side of the family, Ron Schwalem is his name, had hip replacements and leg replacements and arm replacements, and I don't know. Finally, he got an infection and killed him. Now, he was the youngest of all the cousins. And his sister, Janice, she came walking into this funeral, or memorial, sorry, of course, in a walker. And she had just had her knees done. And she's, I'm having my shoulder done. And I said, I didn't even know they did shoulders. I didn't know that. Oh, yeah, they do shoulders. Now that. And she can't drive anymore because, I mean, these people put themselves, what I want you to know is you can be victorious over that type of thing. They are puppets of their conditioning. They see everyone else around them doing this. There were three children in that family. They all had hip replacements, knee replacements, and you name it, they've had it. It's insane. They think it's, and, but they think that's part of life. They take that as, and by the way, those, the Schwalems were very religious too. But they think it's all right at their age to have these problems and so forth. They take it for granted that that's what, you can't take anything for granted. And especially this health thing that's going on, you see. If I stayed there 1 week longer, I'd have had a hip replacement. You know, just because it's the thing to do. Yeah, it's the best thing in the world is to have a hip replacement.
Years ago, you taught me, and since then, I don't believe in disease.
Yes.
You know, I don't believe in falling apart. So it's,
yes, you
it's
do.
Along that line.
You do not have to fall apart, you see. And the best way to stop falling apart is don't watch television. The commercials alone are enough to tell you that you need something, right? You need something. You need a pill. You need an ointment. You need something.
If you listen to the fine point, the fine print, you can...
The side effects.
The side effects. That ought to
tell you something. Are always longer than the benefits. That's what gets me. And then you have a beautiful woman say, I'm very happy. With the one that spontaneous bleeding in the stomach could cause death. And she says, I'm very happy. And that will continue in that neighborhood in the land of Nod because those people do not know better. And they see everybody else doing something and they jump on the bandwagon and they do the exact same thing. Do not do that. They asked me, my cousin asked me if I wanted to move back home because he has an extra house. Who knew? And I thought, and it's 3 miles outside of Duncannon in farm country. There's no neighbors around anywhere. I mean, the views are beautiful. The sky's beautiful. Everything is beautiful. But what would I do there? You see? I would turn into those people, and I couldn't bring myself to do something like that. So, anyway. Don't fall for any of that stuff. Know that you can overcome anything. You can be victorious over everything. Now, I'm not telling anyone here to give up their doctors or not do this or not do that. I think doctors have their place. And they have healing arts. Well, they used to have healing arts. Well, they were taught to be healers. You know, and I always tell them, you're not a healer, you're a doctor. Of course, I get very poor service. But what can I tell you? No, doctors can facilitate, and we need them for this item and that item, you know, to discuss things with and come to an option. Now, I'll tell you, before I left here, my friend Gloria, and Andy knows Gloria, she's only 74 years old. She had a stroke. They took her to the hospital. Her whole right side wasn't much. She was in the hospital a month. Yesterday, they brought her home from the hospital. Well, while she was in the hospital, a doctor came in and said, you know, you're bleeding. We have to look into that. I said, Gloria, did you tell him that you're bleeding because they're giving you blood thinners? I said, you're lucky. You know, you bleed through the nose and everything else with those blood thinners. So they said to her, 74 years old, you need a hysterectomy. They gave her a hysterectomy. I said, Gloria, were you out of your mind? Why didn't you call? I'd have fought that. I would have told. Now she thinks she made a mistake. I said, it's a little bit too late now. You can't put it back. But what they then never tell these people, you know, a hysterectomy, we hear that word all the time, and so many people, it's a major operation. It's a very traumatic thing for the body to go through. Then after you take that stuff, all your organs have to readjust themselves. You know, where is that? Well, you know, that's the type of thing I'm talking about. You have to use your wisdom with these doctors. And if you have to fight with them, you have to fight with them. I said, well, why would you want to do that? You know, all that. Please. You have to be your own authority in life. And if you want to be victorious in life, learn that you have the power to be your own authority in life. You're always gathering information from somebody else. Learn to gather it from you, from within. Why do I say that? Because everyone has a different idea of what this thing called God is. And it doesn't matter, people. You do not have to believe what the churches tell you. You have to believe what you want to believe about this thing called God. And you have to be able to draw that power to you so that you can be victorious in these different situations that we get ourselves into. But I have long since given up the idea that God is going to come to my rescue. When we were children, we always watched the Calvary coming over the hill to save somebody. People, there is no Calvary coming over the hill. It's not going to work. You're going to be able to save yourself and be victorious by using your mind. By using your mind. Not somebody else's mind, you know. You can do this. I read Joel Osteen book while I was away. Now, he's sort of a closeted metaphysician, but he has to get the favor of God. First of all, you already have the favor of God. You're never out of favor with God. Why is that? Because you are one with that thing called God. And God never sits in judgment upon itself through you. God never sits in judgment. But you read that thing. And it must work for Joel Goldstein, Olstein, or whatever his name is. He's got 20,000 people in the congregation that show up every Sunday in this mega church and so forth. So, people want to hear that type of stuff. And they agree with him. If he starts deviating, the congregation will leave itself. And I told this story, and I'll tell it one more time, when I was at the Peachtree Baptist Church in Atlanta, Georgia, before they asked me to leave. the minister there finally gave a sermon that I thought was wonderful. And now how that, his name is Al Kraft, I remember that. How he ever stood up and gave a sermon is beyond me, because everyone was doing everything but listening to him. They were looking in books, they were writing. My friend, Doug the Baptist, would sit and do his checkbook the whole time. You know, reconcile the checkbook. Ridiculous. So anyway, on the way out of the church, I said to the minister, I said, that was wonderful. I loved that sermon. I said, why don't you do that more often? He said, the congregation would never allow me to do it because they have a board of directors, and the board of directors tell the minister what they want to hear. That's why this teaching is completely different from other. No one is telling any metaphysical minister what to say and do. There's not that, you know. So you have to look at all those things. But be victorious in your life over everything. Over everything. And know that this body is magnificent. I love my body. I was looking in a full-length mirror the other day, and I said, oh, pretty good. Well, it's true. You have to. You have to tell yourself that. So many people hate their appearance. Why would you hate your appearance, you see? If you hate your appearance, change it. We have the capability of changing anything. And that capability, that choice, we always have a choice. We can be victorious or we don't. You see, it's always a choice in your life. And I would rather be victorious, and I'd rather say, I can put some effort into this and I don't have to go around talking bad about the world, myself, and other people, or business. Oh, my God. People talk about business. It's always going downhill. Did you ever notice that? Why, they're driving a Mercedes or something. I think, well, it must not be going down too fast. But aren't you around business people who say that? Oh, business is just horrible. You must say business is wonderful. Business is wonderful. People are wonderful. And everything about life is wonderful. Even when the appearance is different than that. If you judge by the appearance, it's going to stay with you. It's going to stay right there. When you learn to look beyond that appearance, the whole thing changes. Your whole life changes into something new and different. So learn to be victorious. That is what this teaching is about. It's teaching you that you can overcome anything, that you can be victorious. And all the problems that you see out there, or you think you have, if you sit down and say to yourself, none of these things really mean anything. Here's what means something. I am one with the power for good in the universe, and I am using that power right here and right now to make my life victorious, to make every situation that I encounter victorious. You know, last year when I went home to the land of Nod, my brother and I, it wasn't me, I didn't care. My brother had a falling out and a misunderstanding, and we went to his house and he wasn't there. You know, because he was mad. This is what these people do. See, they get mad, they disappear. So before I went to the land of Nod this year, I sat for weeks beforehand and set my spirit ahead to make the way clear. That incident was never mentioned. My brother came to see me twice. We went out to dinner. We did it. It just, everything was smooth and nice. This is the power that you have. Always send your spirit ahead and make the way clear. I taught Andy that years ago when he goes to auditions. Didn't I tell you that? Always that. And I think, Christine, you send your spirit ahead when you're doing your financial real estate deals and all. See, we have a power, and we have to learn to use it, people. You have to learn to use it and be proud and just keep using it. Sometimes it won't work, but most of the time it does. When it doesn't work, it's because I know it's something I'm doing wrong, not something the universe is doing wrong. The universe doesn't do anything wrong. It just keeps going. And this thing we call God, or if you want to call it the law of cause and effect, goes everywhere throughout the universe. Everywhere throughout the universe. You see? If 2 and 2 equal 4 here, they have to equal 4 at the furthest corner of the universe. You see? Things don't change. So once you get that down, and once you realize that life is wonderful, and that you are wonderful, and that you can be absolutely victorious in your finances, in your relationships, whatever, in your jobs, in your search for creative self-expression, you're always going to be victorious. So you have to remember that in your life. And we don't, do we? We think, oh my. Because we were taught, we were so conditioned to know. When I grew up and went to the Lutheran church, I got the impression, and I'm sure they said it to me, that we were worms of the earth. Human beings were worms of the earth. Now, I don't know where that came from, but I certainly do not like it, and I'm not going to say that about myself or anybody else. We can all be victorious. We can all bring this thing that we call God or the universe into our personal lives. It's not some faraway thing. It's very close. Very close. Do you remember in the Bible it says that they ask where God is, and somebody says, as close as your nostrils. You're breathing in God all the time. You're breathing in life all the time. In India, they call it prana. So, learn to breathe God in. And as you breathe God in, know that you're breathing in victory all the time. So that you can be victorious over anything in your life. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I. And there ends the lesson. Thank you.